My name is Mike Gravitt, and as Frank graciously introduced me, I'm involved with a company known as Bender Consulting Services, and I'm just curious, if by a show of applause, how many people in here have heard of Bender Consulting Services? Thank you. How many of us in here work for Bender Consulting Services? Oh, is that Travis and Jim? Hey, how's it going? We've got some fellow Bender employees in the room, or former. Well, I'll explain that in a second. Bender Consulting Services, we're an information technology and other technology consulting company that focuses on employment of people with disabilities. We're based in Pittsburgh, and we've been in existence for about 9 years now. And the CEO of our company, Joyce Bender, basically started the company after an accident she had in 1995 with epilepsy. She basically had a fainting spell and had a serious head injury. And as she was going through rehab, she met a lot of different people with disabilities and basically realized the need to find more employment opportunities for people with disabilities. So she took her resources that she had in her previous, or still her current headhunting experience, trying to make some connections with some different employers. And slowly but surely over time, we've grown from a couple people working in a small office to a big company now comprising of about 50 employees. Basically what we do, I keep using the word basically. Why do I do that? We try to find employment for people with disabilities. For example, right now I'm currently employed on a long-term contract at Bayer Corporation, as in Bayer Aspirin. Their headquarters in Pittsburgh. We focus on finding mainstream employment. So our consultants basically work with mainstream technology, so we're not like a Freedom Scientific or anything like that just focuses on assistive technology. We do try to find competitive employment for people with disabilities in the general marketplace. We have two different ways we employ people. Number one, we find long-term contracts like myself where we employ the person, place them at the client site. They remain an employee of Bender Consulting Services, but work on site with the client. And the client pays Bender, and then Bender Consulting pays the employee. But then we have other employees that we've placed, and we've placed nearly 200 through this method, where we place people in one of our client sites that we work with, and they transition over after 6 months to 1 year and become an employee of the client site. And that's the case with Travis and I think Maria, are you back there? And Jim Mannion? Yes? Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I say the same thing all the time. Story of my life. So we're very proud to see you guys here. And we employ people of all types of disabilities, and not just blind people. And we're also a very family oriented company. Actually, Travis and Maria, may I share this story, Travis? Okay. But Travis Siegel, who's in the back, and Maria Warner at the time, we placed both of them with one of our clients in the Delaware area. And to make a long story short, they ended up getting to know each other very well, and actually got married at our company picnic a couple of years ago. So it's a nice little reunion. But that's our focus. In a nutshell, we focus on finding employment opportunities for people with disabilities and technology-related careers and all disabilities, all types of technology. And right now and I should list for you some of our job openings. I'm not sure how many of our postings. I posted quite a few current job openings on a lot of different email lists recently. Not sure how many of you have seen that, but we are looking for folks in Pittsburgh, Washington, D.C., Indianapolis, Biloxi, Mississippi, Las Vegas, Nevada. I believe that's about it. We do have a website. I encourage you to take a look at our website, and if you or anyone you know that is looking for employment or a career change, they would like to get more involved with what we're trying to do, we'd appreciate any referrals that you may be willing to provide. Our website is www.benderconsult.com. That's BENDERCONSULT.com. And I will give you my email address if you personally would like to send me a resume or ask me any questions, feel free to do so. My email address is mgravitt, that's mgravitt, at benderconsult.com. And I'll try to hang around here for a few minutes. Actually, I need to probably get back across the hall. I'm also involved with the student group, and we're in the middle of a business meeting over there, and I'm one of the advisors, and probably should get back over there, but this is what I'll do. I'll give you my room number. I'm in room 1418 if you want to give me a call, or also if you want to drop me a call on my cell phone. It's area code 412-725-9634, and I'd be glad to sit down and chat with you if you have any interest in what we're doing. And other than that, that's about all I have to say, and I appreciate everyone's attention. Thank you. And actually, may I make a plug for NABS real quick?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. We're selling CDs from our 2002 comedy club. I have a stack of them here. They're $5 a piece. And this is from some skits we did at the comedy night in 2002. There's four different skits on here, from the NFB cable, the Mauer Hour of Power, the Mauer Hour, yes, and then the ACB Radio with Sammer, Slammer, Airhead Aaron. Who are the other two? There was two others, Gentle Leader and I forget the other. But and then the 10 Reasons Why You Know You've Had Too Much of ACB Convention. It's about 35 minutes worth. They're $5. They'll be available at the FI Ace booth at the exhibit hall. And I also have a few here if you want to grab me real quick on my way out. So. But thanks, everybody. I appreciate your time.